Russell Gould and David Miller. It was a long, you know, TikTok. They had a lot of wordy words. And they had one thing interesting about the mortgages had a syntax grammatical error key in the birth certificate.
Oh, yeah.
Relation. So was there, were the birth certificates used to give the power to use those mortgage contracts that Wells Fargo bought from Bank of America? That's what gave?
That's what, that was the collateral. Because that's the whole point. It's not a birth certificate, it's a certificate of live birth, which is a deed. And on the back of it, that's why you have to get a birth certificate, you have to get a certified copy, because you can't see what's on the back, which is the lien against your personage.
Hey, okay, the reason why I'm asking this question is because I worked directly with that collateral when I worked at Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
And those mortgages were rolled up into bonds, pulled up into bonds. And
wait, hold on. They were bundled.
Bundled.
And then discounted and then sold.
Yeah, but the bonds that were legally binding those loans, I used to have to read the new bond documents. And there were some really strange words.
The QSIP and ISIP, that has to be all listed through, the Postmaster General.
Yeah.
Title 4.
Yeah, the Title 4. Yeah. Oh man. So that's when I saw that, I'm like, well, that's why all that shit went belly up.
Right. That's right. And now everybody's becoming an American sovereign. Getting their birth certificate back, claiming their own sovereignty. So they're saying, anytime you've used my name on anything, that's my money. So give it to me. Or if they loan you money and then they take the collateral from your birth certificate, which clings to the Social Security number, and they draw down against your Social Security number, they didn't loan you any money. They got paid twice. And so now, in the correct Title 4 and Title 18, in the UCC, what you can then do is send a letter saying, show me where you loaned me money, and show me how it was collateralized twice, and show me where I owe you any money. And they can't do that because that violates the UCC, because now they can't say that they loaned you money and then sold your loan, and you don't owe them any money because they already got paid for your loan 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times from the discounting and selling and discounting and selling and discounting and selling.
Yeah.
Then giving you a HELOC on the backside so that they've now loaned your money from your house 3 times and handing you a HELOC that you got to pay interest on. Plus the mortgage. That's the home equity line of credit, Bob, in case you start asking a little bit. So the point is that's what's come out now. And now since Crown Inc. is gone, they have nothing to, the governor of Texas. You don't have a leg to stand on. So now it all comes down to this fall. And this is the Jekyll Island problem.
Oh, you just laid some more in there for someone to look into, Jekyll Island. Okay, Ian, did David Wynn Miller and Russell J. Gould expose the biggest national security secret in the United States history?
No, it's out there. They're just pronouncing it, and we just put a little pimp in it. So
yes, she did.
You can make more heard with something silly like that, because he says a bunch of stupid stuff, and the way he lays it out is kind of ridiculous. It's like talking to Bob. You don't know if you're pitching or catching, and you don't know whose team you're on. You don't know which dugout is yours, and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, but he's going to tell you all about it. So they twist it around, but you can look up those titles and look up those references and those positions, and just like you knew in verbiage that you were working with when you were in that field, it was hauntingly familiar, wasn't it?
Oh, very much so. 15 years later, I was like, wow. To find out what... Yes, well.
Those kind of people that get into that shit, very unlucky. They just can't find us. and then he lost talking about these two idiots. And I saw the guy doing the TikTok. He's making a big deal out of the other two guys. But it's so stupid, and he doesn't recognize it, and he would never find us. And if he did, yeah. He wouldn't be able to take it. He'd think we were worse than Russell.
But
that's
are.
A loser. That's loser stuff.
You've just now, Bob, acknowledged that all those people have been listening to you all these years anyway. So who's the dupe?
They
here?
Haven't been listening. No, they haven't. They don't know my stuff.
They're in Argentina. They're in Venezuela. And I hear an echo. I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. Let's go to above the 33rd parallel. Once we get across America, they'll put us on the big white buses. And the spirit of a living God whispered in my ear that Bob was going to give us a bus ride up to New York City or Chicago. We're going to the Windy City. We don't know which way the wind blows, but we're going to the Windy City. And then we're going to move everybody else. We're going to go to Portland, Oregon. They don't have any Walmarts there, but they're going to live in Portland, Oregon. It's going to be just great. Don't worry.
Okay. Gene, were you going to ask me a question?
Trump's on CNN doing a town hall, and then he has to get, and Ron the Sanctimonious is having his little Cedar Rapids thing, trying to raise money for an election that he hasn't signed up to run for. I don't know how you collect money. I don't know how you collect money for running for president when you haven't announced yet. Things a little bit sideways, though. I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's a super PAC. Maybe they're just gonna pack the money and spend it in his billfold like Benny Hinn and go buy himself a new jet. That'd be good to find a new airplane. So they can have go-kart races with, Kerry and their private jets and see whose carbon footprint bigger or better or not. Okay.
He's raising money to build the fake White House he hopes to get to.
Okay. Well, they're digging, doing a lot of digging around there these days. So I guess that's okay. Okay, and so let's see. Did you finish first? Or you need to ask. Wait, stop. Don't do this. The question that you should be asking, Bert, if you were going to ask the question, is who's going to make the CUSIP and the ISIP numbers on those bonds good? You're going to have another implosion with the Morgan Stanley bond?
Okay, but those bonds, from what I gathered from all the wordy words that they got fell out, especially the words that caught my attention about the grammatical syntax error, those bonds are already folded.
Doesn't matter. And you know what they did? So, okay, that's great. Who gives a fuck? Guess what? So did the bank fail, too. It's gone. It's over. And somebody else just picked it up, went right along with it. Then they just picked it up, and then they turned right around, and they flipped them back into bearer bonds. So you know what a medium-term note is, don't you?
Yeah.
Bert? Well,
yes.
If a medium-term bond fails, it can't fall, they just flip it to another one. They bundle it and discount it and sell it. Even though it's gone, they're just using it because it's collateralized with the birth certificate.
Those are the derivatives then. That was the derivative connection then that they mentioned in there.
Right. That's how they thought they were sustaining it. That's how they thought they were sustaining it. And that's why Mark Swed can suck a dick. We were right about Bitcoin. And if he ever found out who really owns it, he'd kill himself if he had anything to do with it. So, yeah, go piss up a rope.
Hey, thank you, Ion. Okay, then. Moving right along a little further on that derivative subject, then that's where all that derivative shit that was with Credit Suisse, Silicon National Bank, and all that stuff. That's where all that. Whew, boy, that was a huge loop closed there for me.
Here's something you're never gonna forget. See, it goes in cycles. It goes in cycles over and over and over. And then they have the Hoover days, and then they have bad Hoover, good Hoover, rich dad, poor dad. That's the whole primacy. And Bob follows them all. He You gonna play that other stuff or we can't talk about it? No, we better not talk about it. Bad enough as it is. We're gonna have to foreclose. Bob's gonna have to foreclose on the United States of America to pay his bodyguards who's having to watch his damn ass out of a house he never leaves anymore. It's gonna be pretty fun after that, huh?
Hey, Ion, thank you for that, because that there makes a whole lot of sense, what you just laid out about those bonds. They just downgraded them, discounted them, and resold them on another market, which bundled it. Sure. And when that's, because I was saying, I'm like, okay, that's where all those derivatives came from. And then on top of that, and I'll shit on my...
10-year MTMs, there's a 10-year MTM. It's not graded. Medium-term note, the medium-term note. Okay, do it this way. They're bundling paper that you're going to pay a goddamn mortgage. How do they know you're going to pay next month's mortgage? How do they know that?
They don't.
They bundled it, sold it for a little bit of a discount, got their money, and guess what they did with it? They loaned it to another motherfucker that they don't know if they can do their loan or not. And they're going to, wait a minute, we're going to get this thing so derived, I've got so many calls, my foots won't equal it anymore. So they go, oh, okay, we need some collateralization. So they go tap right back into the birth certificate where they actually own your person. That's why they're saying that if you get the jab, that's why if you get the jab, you are now a patented, we don't want to say the rest of it, but you know what it is. You don't have ownership of your body if they change you, because that's already the case. So they're using that as backup collateral. So they'll start collecting what was it, Mortimer and Randolph Duke had to find out the hard way? All accounts settled at close of business day.
Because everybody's assigned a new number. They've got a new number now.
Correct. And that's why they talk about is your name, and then they ask it in Revelation, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Okay.
Cosimo de Medici understood this first.
Goes back that far.
You're fitting the float. Well, the whole currency was made into florins because of Florence, because of the de Medici. Same thing.
Okay, now
watch your Swift Guard. Watch your Swift Guard. Let me tell you this something now. Y'all better bring your pocketbooks now, because Bob's going to that tag sale. We're going to enter that bitch.
Okay, and you said florins. Are you talking about the money for those bonds was changing to florins, or are you just using Cosimo de Medici as an example about the float?
Derivative. And the answer is yes, and there is a yes, because those florins are specific type documents that are held differently. They're not from the Belgium Trust. Did we say that? Hey, Bob, is this part where you're supposed to tell us to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, I will say that, Ian. You can shut the fuck up, please, because that opens up a trapdoor about Bob's battle in Belgium and all that stuff.
Leave Leopold alone. He hasn't got a fucking prayer, so you don't want to depress him.
Better give your ass to Bob, because he's bigger
than
Jesus now.
The Antichrist is the Belgian trust.
Okay,
I ate that trust for dinner. I ate that. Kellen cooked a beautiful trust. I had a trust, and I ate it for dinner. Good.
Hey, Bert, the Belgium Trust is the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of AI.
Bob, you're going to have to start doing chicken livers again. You got to do livers because you got to get more.
We're protein.
Okay, Bob.
We're proton.
Great-great-great-grandfather of AI.
Yeah, it all began there with the nest egg under the printing press conditions.
Okay, I have next.
It was born on the day of the Gutenberg galaxy.
Right. That's what LaRouche called the fondue. Plural for fondue. So the fondo, the Medici's had a fund. It took on a life of its own. And then each technological phase since then got it closer to being literally taking on a life of its own.
Mm.
Now it actually is.
Wow.
Taking on a life of its own. Did you say wow, Gene?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now here's what's happening. The only reason that they would ever in any world or anything that you've ever bumped into would this information be so freely strewn in the purveyors of the view is because officially, ladies and gentlemen, the jig is up.
I would say roger that based on all that you've disclosed in the last 15, 20 minutes. Yes. That's very clear.
As long as we don't start talking about Shirley Booth and the Sunshine Girls, we'll be okay.
Okay, our next TikTok. Elon drops a bombshell. And he gets the first thing, it seemed like it was CGI because Joe Rogan's words did not match what I was hearing. But anyway, they were speaking about the firmament. And I got to digging through my notes, and in October 2021, because what basically I'll highlight the Elon TikTok, no one heard it. Elon said that they discovered a firmament and the rockets can't get through, and you know, the whole space flight thing is an illusion. You can't get through.
Mm-hmm.
I got to digging through my notes, and Ion told me in October 2021 that they knew who built the dome. So, was the firmament dome created by the A2 aliens?
Yes, with some help.
Okay, help from the B2 aliens?
No, slow down. Hold on. You gotta go back. You gotta go back to the war in heaven. A third of the angels were cast into the earth. So that means somebody had to put a door and a lock and a gate on the penitentiary who's going to hold a third of those angels. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the question
That dome, and that's the same dome that is copied or presented as covering Israel.
Really?
That's the little version. And so the temple has to be destroyed and rebuilt, and they've already got the red heifers. You saw that. That's some time ago.
Yeah.
Every single absolutely literal aspect is just that. Literal.
Okay, so, but did the A2 aliens have help from angels?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it? The other two-thirds helped the A2 aliens to bound the other third to this realm?
Correct. Wow. And then the battle is the humans, born to die. These humans are born to die. Well, except for Enoch, except for Saint Germain. There's a few that made the cut. Ophanel, Hobab. He was a robber baron, but a really nice guy otherwise. and then the other side comes into the battle, or the war in heaven is ended when humans come into their place of power. Of their own free will. See, that's the thing everybody gets mad with us. Well, nobody gets mad with us except for Bob and Mark Sweat and Buzz Coaston and Pamela Wall and, well, there was one that's Flaps.
ALP.
ALP.
And Scott.
Flaps ain't got Scott, yeah, and then
Flaps didn't show up. He didn't even show up. No, he didn't even know what
the jerk off, he's like, he liked us real good until the coach house incident, and that didn't go really good. So yeah, he couldn't hold it. The one job he had to do was hold the coach house together, and he sells it to the lesbians, which we love very good. We actually like the lesbians better than him. We've been a practicing lesbian for years, so we understand that world, and we like it. It's a very pleasant world, very comfortable. And so, anyhow, not like Todd, huh, Eugene? And so then we come around on this flip side and we say, well, with a long, grinding, accusatory well, and then we see how it's going to work out. And so that's the battle of your own free will.
The aliens, the original angels, one-third, in the earth, locked in the earth, that's A1. And they work with A2, which is the Pentagon aliens. So they all get mixed up. And so B1 is the tech body. So the tech body is the veil or the wall or the something between the A's and B2, which is the Eastern guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the,
so Chad, you got the, what is, so Chad, what's A1, 2B?
Ah, interesting. These are tangents.
Triangulation. So the war in heaven.
Wait, Bob, one second. That's the most important thing you're fixing to say ever, ever, ever. But here's the whole point. Every bit of this connects to itself. And
yeah.
You can't be foolish enough to think that anybody could cajole, physical or non-physical, could control the entire history of the world and then rewrite it from the Roman Empire forward or to Gilgamesh's demise. And the fall of Babylon itself, for fuck's sake. And I don't know what the shock machine, the shocking is going to come out of this, but it's not looking real good for UAB.
Yeah, the war in heaven is the AI. It's external kingdoms fighting because little man can't get his own power. So you've got externalized technology, which began with the war in heaven, or even before the human form showed up. And then it's always been there, and now we're witnessing the war in heaven here, and it involves the tech body and AI. Because that's an externalization of our tactility.
No matter when this is, Bob will witness this. He will witness
this. Well, I'm always describing it, pointing it out, waiting for it.
He may have dirty hands. He may have dirty hands. He probably won't have his shoes on. You know, those shoes don't work out good sometimes.
And you said that the externalization.
A1 and A2 are on one side of the fake interval, fake division.
Yeah. Yes.
And you said that's the externalization of tactility.
Yeah. Which is the void, which is your own power. Our media is getting more and more powerful. It's getting more and more like our tactility.
No, they're not, because now nobody's watching them, because they're not media, they're just storytellers. This is the Mystery Science Theater 3000, where they say something and then they expect it to happen. So they say, there's people killing each other in the streets, they're choking people out in the subway. Oh my God, they're just choking people to death. Poor people with 40 and 50 warrants for their arrest that they've been in. They come in the sealed tube and they start screaming, I don't care if I die. I don't care if I put in jail. I don't give a fuck. I'm finna hurt somebody. I'm finna whoop. I'm gonna whoop somebody's ass.
Ooh,
I'm
they die.
Whoop somebody's ass. And then the Marine says, Septify or fuck you to death or something. He'd hear, I think Frank Zappa came into his ears and was singing songs or something, and he just couldn't take it anymore. So he transferred all that power. We saw this on an MSLSD documentary. That's why we've got it so really good.
Listen, Bert.
And he grabs it.
We're talking about the A1 and A2 and B1 and B2 and the tech body, the AI, and then there's Ion. The fucking Howard Cosell of this fucking thing.
The Kung Fu.
Okay, he must comment. Incorrect.
And then he jumps on him and puts him in.
Ion is, Bob is the center for culture technology. Technology is AI. Culture is Ion. He talks culture, language, words, referring to all media. He knows every poem ever written by Percy Bysshe Shelley.
Oh, we knew our favorite one was, we're too weak, we're too poor, we're not going to do it for a dime no more, but 15 cents is our new price, but if you'll give us a quarter, we'll do it twice.
But you see, I am the voice of culture.
Yes.
Culture. Yes. Mm. Is that like yogurt?
Well, you're like me, you're a slacker. Almost. You don't do nothing. You don't make shit. The tech guy does that. You just sit around and fucking improvise songs based on it.
Well, that's wonderful. I guess if you can't dip root and snuff on this show, you can't dip snuff anywhere else.
Yeah, the war in heaven is the AI or tech body and the Antichrist,
no.
Leopold on one side,
no.
And on the other side is
no,
Bob and Ion.
No.
That's the war.
The war in heaven, the war in heaven's between your damn ears. You
yeah.
are the problem. If you come into your place of power, all this is a nonsense.
Who's this thing that fills
it
up our ears 24/7? Mr. Ion, for fuck's sake. The war is in your ears. Yes, you, Ion.
Uh-oh. Well, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Calls and burn and calls
on and on and on.
Okay, Ion.
Words.
Next TikTok, buddy. Next TikTok. Boatload of conspiracies
okay.
coming out of Texas. My first question. I just found that Fort Hood has been renamed Fort Cavazos. So my question is, are the soldiers from Fort Cavazos conducting a large-scale exercise involving nuclear incident?
Involving what, Kurt?
A nuclear incident.
Nuclear incident?
Yes.
Well, what was your opening statement? You said something is something coming out of Texas. What was that?
That was the TikTok. The TikTok was called Boatload of Conspiracies Coming Out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And there was quite a few words involved in that. And the first question is, I was wondering if the soldiers from Fort Hood, now it's named Fort Cavazos, are they involved in the large-scale exercise involving a nuclear incident? And Ian didn't answer.
Yes.
They are involved.
Yes.
Okay.
Why the hell would
they say demon?
Fort Hood. It's been Fort Hood since it was made.
Why
would they say
demon? Well, they said because it was a General Hood who was a Confederate general from the Civil War. It was named that, so they wanted to eliminate the Confederacy, so they renamed it.
Well, if they get rid of that, then they're going to have to get rid of all the Democrats, because the Democrats is the one who did it.
Yeah. That's okay. But anyway, okay, Ian, is it too hot to engage in my next question? Because there were words in there.
Wait a minute. If you don't play some damn music, we're going to bed.
Okay, yes, sir, you got
to
eat.
Oh, we have to take a break?
Yeah, you gotta eat, yeah.
Well, it's only been 21 minutes and 8 seconds.
No, we can't even hear you. Gone into the garbage can. Okay, we'll play some music.
We gotta change the space of rate.
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah, that's not bad. I should have said something about it 2 hours ago.
No, it's okay. It's only been 6 hours, 21 minutes, and 29 seconds. No hurry. Just take your time.
Okay, we're going in.
No, let him finish his thing. He's on a hot roll that we couldn't even answer. He cried too hot. We got to answer because we did. Now we're in the soup. So, yes, is the answer to the question. And, yes, there's going to be more problems. And, yes, you remember the little buddy that went in there and was shooting up everybody?
Yes.
That's what that was about. But we missed. If you go back and hear our words,
ooh,
we referenced that then, if you remember. But we were, okay, to be fair, we were pretty coy with it.
Yes.
But you remember, because you know about Fort Hood pretty well.
Yeah, well, I was stationed there.
Average.
I was stationed
better than
there.
Your average. Better than your average bear.
Yes. Okay, is it too hot? Because there were words in there that a certain country is using Mexico as a possible staging area. Is it too hot to inquire about which country is that using? Is it too hot?
Who cares?
Okay, is it China?
There's nothing left of China. Y'all keep giving China all these pimps like they running something. They're trying to figure out how they can get into a palatial-based relationship with Russia to get the gas from to run their goddamn reconstruction of the Three Gorges dams. They are fucked up. Been in building cities that nobody lives in.
Okay, so
it's crazy.
Is okay, let me put it this way. I'll rephrase the question. Is there a country using Mexico as a staging area? Is that a fact?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, is that country Russia?
You don't know it like that.
I don't know.
You don't know it like that. You don't know it like that. Okay, we could say the eastern side of Budapest.
Prussia. Prussia.
Prussia. Okay. Or no, it's Lourdes. Lourdes just got a staging area. That's what it is. And you go, okay, where's Lourdes? And we go, it's everywhere.
So, when they say it's a country, could it be an empire? Or a dynasty?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.